Now, Hot 100 FM brings you into the loop on the latest hookups, breakups, drama, and shakeups from the only city that acts as the nation's living and breathing soap opera. Here's Brock in the Morning with Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's in Twin.
Shannon Doherty shared some sad news with Good Morning America yesterday in an interview with Amy Robach. Doherty said, "It's going to come out in a matter of days or a week that I'm stage four. So my cancer came back, and that's why I'm here. I don't think I've processed it. It's a bitter pill to swallow in a lot of ways." Doherty was very public about her original diagnosis in 2015, but this time kept the grim news to herself and, despite the diagnosis, went back to work on the set of 90210 reboot when she found out, which was just 4 months after her friend and former co-star Luke Perry passed away. She said that she didn't tell anyone about the recurrence because she wanted to prove that she was still able to work. As to why she decided to go public with the news now, she said that she's afraid of people finding out in court documents. As Doherty presses on with a lawsuit against State Farm Insurance over the loss of her home in the 2018 Woolsey fire, her health conditions could come out in court documents ahead of any trial proceedings, and she wanted you to hear it from her first. She said, "I'd rather people hear it from me. I don't want it to be twisted. I don't want it to be a court document. I want it to be real and authentic, and I want to control the narrative. I want people to know from me. I just didn't want them to know yet." So how much does Disney care about your child's education? Not enough, apparently. When an elementary school in Berkeley, California hosted a Parents' Night Out fundraiser, they didn't think playing the 2019 remake of The Lion King would do anything besides keep the kids happy while the grown-ups stayed busy adulting. That was until Emerson Elementary School received an email from a licensing company last week, more than 2 months after the event, saying they had to pay $250 for illegally screening the movie. In an interview with CNN, PTA President David Rose said, "One of the dads brought the movie from Best Buy. He owned it. We literally had no idea we were breaking any rules." While the school doesn't know how exactly the company discovered the movie was played, Rose said the school's PTA will somewhat begrudgingly cover the cost of the screening. In the email, Movie Licensing USA, the company that manages licensing for Disney and several other major movie houses, wrote, "Anytime a movie is shown outside of the home, legal permission is needed to show it, as it is considered a public performance. Anytime movies are shown without the proper license, copyright law is violated, and the entity showing the movie can be fined by the studios. If a movie is shown for any entertainment reason, even in the classroom, it is required by law that the school obtains a public performance license." Now, naturally, there's been no response from Movie Licensing USA to CNN's request for comment, but I hope that this thing explodes as a viral post and we show these people what it means to take money out of the pockets of an elementary school. Come on now. And Justin Bieber is getting candid about his struggle with substance abuse in his new YouTube Originals docuseries, Seasons. In the latest episode, the 25-year-old singer shared that his addiction once got so bad that his team had to check on him periodically to make sure he was still alive. In the episode, Bieber said, "My security would come into my room at night to check my pulse. People don't know how serious it got. It was legit crazy. Scary. I was waking up in the morning and the first thing I was doing was popping pills and smoking drugs and starting my day. It just got scary." Bieber's Seasons series is out now on YouTube Originals, available with a YouTube Premium subscription, and the episode I've been talking about is called The Dart Season. That was released on Monday. That's Hollywood Headlines, brought to you by Brady's, across the street from Wheels Toyota on Shoshone Street in Twin, here on the Magic Valley's Hot 100 FM.
Hollywood Headlines, weekday mornings at 35 minutes after the hour, from 6 until 10. Brought to you by Brady's on Hot 100 FM.